This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And joining us this week from Klaus Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus. How are you guys doing today?
Fantastic.
Great. How are you, Sean?
Doing well. Great to see both of you today. And CJ,
you turned on my wrong mic there. Sean.
Well, your stand. For people who don't know, I'm a man of habit, like many of us. And CJ stands when you're in studio, you stand in the same spot, but you shift over to one mic. So I get in the habit of.
Sorry about that.
No, it's all me. It's all CJ. It is totally a. As always, we have a lot of fun on this show, and it's a great opportunity as you're looking to get some questions answered. This is answers to all your retirement questions in one place. If you have questions for Malia or CJ, they'd love to answer them for you. Numbers 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Mention Klaus Financial's telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment as well. And speaking of that number, I'm going to hold on to it a little bit later in the program. We'll have a Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings. Before we get rolling with this week's topic and this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week and last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, what that was and what the answer was.
CJ, why don't you say the question this week? I'll give them the old answer.
All right, perfect. So last week's question was, according to the CDC, Center for Disease and Control, a man who reaches 65 years old today can expect to live till what age?
And the answer last week was they can expect to live on average until age 84.3, which tells us that you're going to probably live in 20 years into retirement or more, which really justifies the whole reason for our show. We need to plan accordingly because you're going to live a long time.
And, of course, as we talk about the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, little tip, typically the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and this week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week as well most likely comes up during the program. So you want to pay particularly close attention. This week we are talking about financial planning, and let's talk a little bit about who all it covers. I think a lot of times when we're discussing things like retirement, financial planning, those type of things, we only focus in on that retirement. Is that what we should take away from that?
Yeah, so this is something we've talked about a lot on the show, and I think it's important for people to kind of visualize who is part of their financial planning team. We use the terminology coach and quarterback quite often for our roles. And if you think of a coach, I think it kind of symbolizes an element of what we do. A coach says, hey, do this, do this. They think strategically about what the team should be doing. They shift around players into different roles, but the coach is not getting their hands dirty. Right? And I used to play soccer, and that would sometimes bother me because the coach would yell at us, but I'm like, you're not out here running around. But the point is, right, they're the coach, they're giving you direction, they have authority. The quarterback, in a football team at least, is kind of one of the most critical roles on the financial team. They're not the only role, by the way. And so it is important to kind of say, who is my financial coach, meaning a financial planner, and then who is the quarterback of my financial team? Now, where people get confused, they go, financial team, what are you talking about? Well, some of these financial professionals you interact with quite often, some of them you don't. So who might comprise of your team could be an estate planning attorney, an accountant, an investment advisor, an insurance agent, a real estate agent, you know, so on and so forth. But there's about four or five that make up the core elements of your financial planning team.
Let's talk then about kind of break down some of those people and who you know, as far as covering your financial, you're really trying to cover your bases, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And as CJ said, you know, what's important is that you assemble this team, and you may not need them, as he said, every single day. You know, you're going to interface perhaps with an attorney to help guide you with estate planning documents. Obviously, attorneys are necessary in other parts of our life at different times, but nobody usually wants to have an attorney in their back pocket every minute of the day, because that probably means some other issues going on. So you just want to make sure you have professionals in these roles, though, that you can call upon. And utilizing a financial advisor like ourselves, we have good contacts for our clients to make sure that they're put into place when they need them, as they need them. For example, you know, and we talk a lot about on this show about your Social Security and when you should take it and so forth. And we don't pretend to know everything about all subjects, but we are in contact with Social Security specialists who have studied this for 35 years working in the business with the government. And we actually bring them in to help our clients decide when is the best time for them to pull their Social Security. So, again, what we want for all of our clients is to have that team assembled and having a second opinion on looking at your investments as well is something that a financial advisor or planning firm like ourselves can do for you.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Kloss Financial's telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And, of course, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. Let's talk about the, kind of that conversation and some of the questions and some of the discussions then that you should be asking. And I think for a lot of people, their only contact is maybe once a year. They get like an update on their statement as far as their retirement planning. You can't really talk to that little booklet that they send you, can you?
No, you can't. So I was talking to somebody just yesterday. We had a first meeting with a couple, and we were discussing how, you know, sometimes financial advisors, or I should really say investment people, will collect a percentage per year, which is not a bad thing, by the way, maybe 1% per year of what you have invested. There's nothing wrong with that necessarily, but what can be wrong with it is that people don't really view it as a quote-unquote fee, because they go, well, my account has grown at 5% per year, so who really cares? Mm-hmm. Or who really cares? I'm still growing my money. And I go, well, I get it, right? That's fine. That's true. But 1% a year of $100,000 is $1,000. Of a million, it's $10,000 a year. So you're paying something. The question is, what are you getting for what you're paying? Right? When you go anywhere else, you ask this question. And what bugs me is when I hear, well, I haven't heard from my financial advisor in 5 years.
Yes.
And I go, what? So what are you paying? And they go, well, I don't know. So you get the point. The question is, how often are you getting connection with your advisor? Now, there is some onus on you to be engaging when you have questions. But in general, there should be a minimum level of proactivity on behalf of your financial advisor if you're going to be paying them a consistent percentage per year. That's my humble opinion, at least.
Well, and CJ, I mean, how often does life change for people if
right.
you look at any given year?
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And that's really, really the question. Sometimes life just seems to go on without many bumps, but many of us can look back in just the last quarter in our own family's lives and go, my goodness, so much has changed. So really staying on top of, you know, with a trusted advisor, kind of saying, this is what's going on. Should I be making changes financially or in other areas that may necessitate that?
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions, our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310, or you can call us toll-free, 877-235-1310. Kloss Financial, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637, and online at klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Real quick, as we talk about talking a little bit about working with someone, focusing on those financial plans and goals, there are great benefits to that, aren't there?
No. I've started doing this with Sean,
yes,
for those listeners. He tees them up too obviously, and I just have to be contrarian. Of course, yes. And let me just, I want to tell our listeners, there's something that we're pretty passionate about as a company. And it is this notion of, does everybody need a money manager? Right? Does everybody need somebody to take their money, invest it, and pay them a percentage? And our humble opinion is no. Not everybody needs a money manager, because the access to investment products has become simplified over time. Now, many people should, by the way, because they have no clue what they're doing and they're going to hurt themselves. That's probably the majority of the population. But not everybody needs a money manager. However, everybody should be working, in our opinion, with a financial advisor, right? Mm-hmm. A distinction there. Financial advisor does coaching duties. So they don't get their hands dirty. They coach you on, maybe refinance, maybe get a little more life insurance or reduce your life insurance. You know, so a financial coach is one thing. A money manager is another thing. Too often people combine the two of them and they just write off the industry as a whole, mm-hmm. right? Because they go, I don't need to pay somebody 1%. I agree. But you need to be engaging somebody, and maybe it's a good friend who has financial prowess. The point of it is to say, get a second opinion on what you're doing with your financial plans.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial, online klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our number here at the station, 321-1310, or you can give us a call toll free, 877-235-1310. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ next, as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial, their telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Joined in studio this morning by Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Started out talking a little bit about kind of who puts together and the copper the construction of that financial team and the quarterbacking roles that the folks at Kloss play in that. Let's talk a little bit about estate planning and a will. I think a lot of people say, not really, and I know you guys have brought this up with us as well, is a lot of people think, I don't have a lot. So do I really need a will? And is that something that everybody should be looking to have put together?
Well, again, in our humble opinion, and we're not attorneys, but in our humble opinion, most people probably need at least a basic will, because most people we encounter probably own some property. They may own a house. They may have a bank account, and maybe even a car. So most likely you've worked hard for those items, and even when you're not here, we would assume that you want to make sure that those items get passed on to whomever you would desire versus the state. The state of Wisconsin might have choices for you that might not agree with what you really would have liked to have had happen. So we would suggest that you perhaps draft a basic will, ideally with an estate planning attorney. Again, a lot of people do things like this online, and we're not saying that you can't do that as long as you have witnesses, but that's not the ideal way, because again, we want to make sure that the property transfers according to your wishes. So people often come in and they say, well, as you just said, Sean, I don't really have a lot. Why would I need this? Again, we want to make sure that your wishes are passed on so that your property is properly passed on. But then they say, well, do I need a will or do I need a trust? I hear this thing about a trust, and we'll let CJ expound on that, because I have a little bit of a cold, so go ahead, CJ.
Yeah, so a trust is another way to basically pass assets to the next generation, but a trust is a private document, whereas a will is a public document. So wills can be filed at the county courthouse after you are deceased, whereas a trust remains private. So, and trusts, you don't have to open up probate in multiple states when you have properties in multiple states with trusts. So there's different qualifying factors around whether or not people should be considering just a will versus a trust. And I want to encourage people, and estate planning attorneys will tell you this, too many times people try to get extreme, just like they do with Roth IRAs versus traditional IRAs with us. And the extreme nature is everybody should have a trust, right? Or everybody should have a will, because this one's better or this one's better. And what I'm going to tell you, and any good estate planning attorney will tell you this, that's simply not true. A will can work fine if you're okay with, you know, your kids going through probate, and a trust can work fine. And wills are typically a little bit cheaper up front, but more expensive later on. Trusts are a little bit more expensive up front, but cheaper for your kids to you know, take care of later. So it just depends what matters to you.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions, our telephone numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, all one word, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. What about those power of attorney documents? Vital? Do you have to have those? Should we have those?
Yes. So I know Sean's listened to us enough times. He's got this in triplicate, so that's why I said yes three times. We really want to see power of attorney documents, and those only come into play while you're living. So I'm not concerned about a power of attorney once you're dead, because those don't apply. That's what beneficiaries are for, that you list on your account. So the power of attorney for property is in effect when perhaps you are incapacitated. You want someone to be able to work on your behalf if, in fact, you are incapacitated in the hospital, for example. And I'm talking about your spouse. Even your spouse cannot act on your behalf without that document. It's very important for all your financial affairs, assets, properties. That's where the power of attorney for property comes in. Everyone's more aware of a health power of attorney, because as soon as you walk in the hospital, they want to see one or have you sign one. But the property one is very important. And again, we want to be able to help access your monies in the event that you're not able to pay hospital bills or whatever. So please get those documents updated. Many of the investment companies want to see them updated on a more regular basis, not once every 20 to 30 years. So that's just one of those. Eventually get that off your list. Get that done.
321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, they'd love to answer them for you right now. As a matter of fact, Carrie joins us. Carrie, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I got a question. We got like about 145,000 left to pay on the house. My wife's disabled. It's disability check. I'm 64. I'll be 65 real soon. And we got like $500,000 stashed away, and that's all we have for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Will I be able to retire at 65 or no?
I love it. Thank you for the question, Carrie. That's the most direct question we've probably ever gotten. And I'm going to give you the most direct answer you can hope for. I have no idea. We would have to sit down with you. And truly, normally I try to even give a semblance of an answer to these things, but we would have to look at your budget. Meaning, Carrie, I have clients with no debt that spend $120,000 a year traveling, right? I have clients with no debt, some other clients with no debt that spend $30,000 a year. So I have absolutely no idea whether or
it
not
depends.
Carrie can retire. That's right.
It depends.
But I mean, I will say this to Carrie. It sounds like you're in a decent spot, but we don't like the debt. There's my two observations.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, love to answer for you right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Take more of your calls, and we'll continue our conversation with our friends from Kloss Financial next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
You're listening to Money in Motion with Sean Preble and Kloss Financial. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Something we look at when it comes to, we're talking about attorneys, do you need an attorney? Is that something that you need to have in order to do a will?
Yeah, so I know we're kind of running out of time here at the end, but You don't have to have an attorney to put together a will, no. There's actually LegalZoom.com you can go to put one together. But you end up having to have witnesses and make sure that it's legally executed. And so generally, again, in our humble opinions, we would suggest that. But sometimes people, you know, stop and say, do I really need one? And there's some fun statistics on this. So kind of an interesting fact. There was a Gallup poll conducted back in May of 2016, and this was after the death of Prince. I don't know if people remember that. But the poll was to find out how many Americans actually have a will. And so basically, the poll revealed that 44% of Americans do have a will, which basically means that 56% of Americans do not have a will. Kind of a scary number, actually.
Very interesting. 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. And wrapping up the show this morning is Bill. Bill, welcome to the program. You're on with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial.
Hello.
Hey, Bill.
Hi. My question is, we talked about the bank accounts and stuff and providing beneficiaries, but what's the most effective way of transferring properties?
Yeah, so properties typically, there can be exceptions to this, but typically don't have beneficiary designations, which is actually, so to that point, there's beneficiary-driven assets. Think of that as 401k, IRA, life insurance. And then there's will or trust-driven assets, which would be typically property. Again, there can be some exceptions to this if you have an LLC or quick claim deeds, things like that. But generally, that's why you need a will or a trust, is because that would pass through the will to the next generation or through the trust. Think of the trust as almost the beneficiary designation for the property. So that's typically how it gets passed to the next generation. Great question.
Bill, fantastic question. And don't forget, we do this each and every Thursday right at 8. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, you can call right at the top of the show. We'll get you on the air right away. Again, the telephone number for the show, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Kloss Financial, of course, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, $25 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings. Works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you this week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which again is a $25 gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to a Gallup poll back in May of 2016, how many Americans currently have completed their wills? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, that's also telephone number for Kloss Financial's office. No cost for that initial get to know you appointment. Again, their number 442-5637. Online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. CJ Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Take care. This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.